All right, so that number was not a good number. So give me just a minute. I'm going to compose my escalation email up to send over to the service provider.
So you don't have a way to reach them?
I've already tried to call them.
Okay.
And what was your name again?
I'm with Best Buy, so my name is Raju.
Can you spell that for me?
Sure, Raju, R-A-J-U. So does it show on your system it's scheduled for today?
No, it's scheduled for the 8th.
The delivery and installation both?
Yes.
Because, yeah, in my system, the order is broken. The delivery is scheduled for the 6th, whereas the installation is scheduled for the 8th.
Yeah, no, in my system for the FMS number you're looking at is 773-39000. So yeah, so I'm showing that it has been rescheduled for the 8th, so he will not be getting seen today. He is scheduled for the 8th.
In your system, everything's the cooktop delivery and installation is scheduled for the 8th? Because in my system, delivery for cooktop is scheduled for today. Installation is scheduled for the 8th.
And I understand that, but in our system, it is showing that both the install and the delivery is scheduled for the 8th. It's not broken up or anything.
Okay, that makes sense. All right. Let me see. All right, what I'll do is I'll let the customer know that, you know, everything is happening on the 8th. Because, yeah, I don't know why it was split up like this.
Because I see where the area manager for the service provider scheduled it for the 6th and then rescheduled it for the 8th.
Okay. All right, I'll let the customer know. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, that'll be all. Thank you.
All right, if there's nothing further, thank you for calling XPO. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You as well. Bye.